God, guide our steps on the path that leads to you and grant us strength through the Holy Spirit. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank you, baby. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I am excited. Hello, everybody. I believe I didn't hear yesterday's show. I like to listen to them for sound. I believe I heard some popping when we were putting it on. The popping that only I can hear that I keep complaining about.
You know, I started hearing it now, but I mean, it took you
It went away
it
for
out.
A long time, and then it started coming back. You know, different people were looking at the computer. And I realized, and this should be something. See, this bothers me when computer people look at the computer and then I figure something out. And you click the no clipping, you know, button. But a lot of programs.
But
like,
you know, when you say and then you click the no clicking button, they're going to go, oh, you didn't click the no clicking button?
I just assumed you did that.
Right. Well,
I just assumed that you knew that things like AOL and Explorer and stuff like that, even though it says it's closed, is not really closed. You have to get internal up in
there
and close them. And that's what I did.
See, all the Mac people are like, oh, but Mac doesn't do that. It doesn't tell you this, that, and the next.
So I do that. I lower, you know, the visual things a little bit so everything works faster.
And that was very technical sounding of you.
It was very technical of me and how happy I am. And I'm excited. I'm
impressed, really. There were a lot of clicks.
If you're looking at the camera, it's an even nicer camera because it's coming from the new laptop, which is somehow nicer than a $100 camera that I bought recently. Soon we're going to be switching to like under $100, but almost $1,000. Your brother's camera, I was looking up,
my brother's,
like $800-some.
Yeah, he paid $1,000, I think. My brother
you
sent us
every
his
camera. You do
every
time you get a gift? You just Amazon it?
I don't want to admit it, but
yeah,
I probably
how much do they love me?
But I don't really get gifts from anybody, so it's really my mom who just goes, how much is it? I'll just, you know, give you the money.
Right.
And I'm like, please don't give me the money because I'm going to spend it on bills or something stupid.
I can't accept this. $5. Can you accept it now? But yeah, so we're going to have an even better camera. So make sure you go to keithandthegirl.com/forums and click on the...
on the banner on the top right.
The banner on top, and you can get part of the camera action.
Thank you, Relic, for doing the banner.
Show the sweatshirt to the camera.
Ew, yes. Why don't you talk about it while I do that?
It is a hoodie that people were asking for. It's a sexy gray hoodie with the Keith and the Girl logo on what, the left or right, whatever's normal.
On the left breast, mm-hmm. And it's a zipper hoodie with pockets. It's like the ideal hoodie, according to me. Right. And I think a lot of people, we showed Sexy Potato it when she was over, and Jess NYC, and they seemed to like it. So that's going to be in the store as soon as we can throw it up there.
As soon as we make sure Relic's not sick of us. And it should be on there very soon. So anyway, I don't know if you can see me at the camera right now. This monitor has never been plugged in.
Keith is in front of three monitors. The right two are on.
I always figured we'd get a new computer for the sound or whatever. Now I can move these two working monitors this way, so I'm facing you guys and not, you know, here's the story.
And you don't even have to do that. Your microphone is an arm, and the arm moves, and you refuse to move it.
I'm just very excited. Of course, I figured out how to get rid of these things. Now we can take phone calls all the time instead of picking and choosing. The point is, the show's going in an even better direction, and that's what you have to do when you break $25,000 on Alexa.
Woo-hoo!
That's the point. I'm not sure if it took yet or not, because it does that this thing every so often where the average bounces back and forth.
Right.
But in a day or two, it'll solidify, and we're almost at $20,000. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
What did we see last night, by the way? What movie? What was that shit?
And I know we did see a movie last night.
I liked
it. Just faking it.
Two for the money.
Two for the money.
It's the one with Matthew McConaughey.
But can I say another stupid title?
You don't like the title.
Two for the money? It's, maybe if it was a good movie, I would like the title.
It's some kind of, I guess, gambling phrase.
Oh, really? I thought it was one for the money, two for the show, and now they're putting it together, two for the money.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it. Yeah. I liked the movie. You hated it.
I thought it was a male version of a bad girl movie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then I understood that halfway through when I turned to you, rolled my eyes, and you were like, I like it.
I think I did like it. I liked it very much.
It's like gambling instead of relationships, you know?
It absolutely is. Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where they do a terrible job promoting it. Al Pacino, Matthew McConaughey and Rene Russo, and it looked like some kind of mob thriller.
Those
in the
guys
promo
are huge.
To me. Yeah. And it looked like some kind of bank heist. It's all about gambling. It's not about being shady like Boiler Room.
Right.
It could happen, you know? It's a movie that could happen. It says inspired by true events, and I believe it. Matthew McConaughey is into sports a lot. Could predict game scores.
Right.
Predict game scores. And so Al Pacino hires him. Al Pacino does one of those shady, you know, it's not really shady, but it sounds shady. Those things on late night.
You said you've seen some.
I've seen them where they say, you know, call. I use computers and I can pick all the winners for this weekend's pro and college games. And you call me. And I've seen those. And it is very, very convincing to call. And maybe it's only a $25 call. And you're like, why not? You know, you tell me.
Really?
Yeah, I thought about doing it.
Convincing.
Yeah. It was, you know what? They're good, and that person that used to do Home Shopping Network is good. Call now! I can't believe it! You call now, and I'll give you a Mark McGwire rookie card. Call me now!
I think I've seen those. Those are scary to me when people say call now.
He says, you do whatever it takes to get that money, and you call me. Whatever it takes. Now that's a salesman.
That's quite the tactic.
That's a salesman. And I think maybe I only like two for the money because I am into gambling. Because there is something about me that knows I could be a bad gambler.
Are you more bad about gambling than I am? I think we both clearly have it under control. It's not like we're really gambling.
Right. But we know neither of us need to live in Las Vegas.
True. Yes.
Right?
But I see real, real gamblers, and I'm like, I don't think I'm like that.
When we played at Mona's, right, and we lost $60 each, which whatever.
Whatever, we ate more than that.
Right. But we bought in three times. Right. Did you think these could have been hundreds of dollars? I would not have played different. I played good.
That's a good point. You get a little sick towards the end where I have to shove you out the door.
I never want to stop.
Yeah, I have to call time.
Get all the money.
Yeah,
right.
And it's not like I'm calling time like an asshole girlfriend. I'm calling like, okay, it's 4 a.m, you know, and it'll be like on a Tuesday. And I'll be like, okay, it's 4 a.m, let's call time at 5 a.m. And everyone agrees, 5 a.m. comes. Right. Okay, this last hand. And then Keith starts going, high, low, I'll play you high, low card. pick a card. And I'm like, okay, so maybe you were right.
I have something in me. I think one of the greatest Sopranos episodes or plot lines, I don't know if you saw this, was friend of his plays the mob game. So plays in the Sopranos game. And what you're doing when you play the Sopranos and, you know, that mob, you have 7 people, they all split the money at the end, and you're the guy losing or getting all the money.
In a game?
Yeah. So they're not really cheating.
Like a video game.
Right. And okay. It shouldn't matter to you who you lose your money to. But their chances of winning is much, much higher because they're going to share it all.
So maybe
there's 4 of them, 4, let's call them bad guys,
right,
and 3 regular people.
Do
and they're
going to
wipe
though?
Out the regular people. What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just bugging out by how you're...
How into it I am?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this guy joins, loses everything, and they start, you know, the mob starts taking away his place of business, and his family's ruined, and his mom, you know, his wife kicks him out of the house. I found that so... I don't know what the
riveting
word is. Enthralling, riveting, because I can see doing that if I don't behave.
Oh, you got a worse
bug. I have
bug
the bug. Now,
I
know it. I'm not. It's nothing you have to worry about.
Wow, then I'm proud of you for keeping it at bay like this.
You have to.
That's
and I like
good.
Seeing shows like... So that to me, you know, it'd be like not liking Rounders. And then you go, well, are you into cards at all? No, playing poker's stupid. Well, you're not going to like the movie Rounders.
See, I love...
This movie is for people with that gambling bug.
I loved the movie Rounders. This is before I got into Texas Hold'em. But I kind of look at those things like, yeah, that can happen to me. I'm not going there. So it's not enthralling. It's not riveting. It's more like, holy shit to me. Like I freak out. And same happened with the movie last night. I was like... And I don't know why. I'm just watching a movie, but I'm like, please catch the football. I can't have this end like this.
Right.
You know? I'm freaking out.
To me, it's like...
And I always try not to show you that I'm freaking out during those parts when we're watching movies
together. By squeezing
together.
Me, that half-pinch squeeze girls do.
I don't want you to think I'm like so... like because at some point, you figure it out or I squeeze you, I guess, and you turn around and you go, oh, you think they'll catch the ball?
Right.
What are you going to do if they don't? We can do.
I saw Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas before I did any kind
that.
Of psychedelic drugs. Exactly. And I was bored shitless. It's a stupid, stupid movie. It was very, very boring. I did acid. I'm not watching it on acid. Then months later, I watch it. Brilliant. I don't know how they captured those visuals. Johnny Depp is cuckoos, magoos, and I loved it. That's kind of how this movie was.
If only Acid could sponsor our show.
Mm-hmm. VT Kitty asked him that you didn't like the sex scene in the movie.
Yes, I did.
It was 2 seconds. I liked the way she was doing that grind. Him yeah. does that nice, that forward, back. Yeah. But no, it was 2 seconds.
Hot. I know, it really was fast. I thought they were going to give us a little more because they got so intensely into it. I think if they went a little bit longer, we wouldn't have watched the end of the movie. I'm just telling you that.
I keep rewinding that. Rene Russo is, I didn't think,
she's
you said
so
she
hot.
Looked very hot there. I saw her in person at Letterman. And you know what? If somebody can find this, did I ask about this before? This, maybe five years ago.
You were at the Letterman taping.
Tom Hanks is the main guest. Rene Russo is the second guest. And me and Adam that was on the show Monday, are in the very back. Just clapping it, because they tell you, clap, get excited. Every dumb thing Letterman says, act like it's the greatest fucking thing. If you watch these shows, you're like, what are they laughing at? You're told to do that, and you're part of the experience, so you want to play along. Now, they don't share their paychecks with you, but you get in trouble
but
if you don't do a good job.
But those commercials are awesome.
Right, right. So, you know, so he says, so every word he would say, I'd start an applause. Everybody's a monkey thinking they have to.
So they'd all follow
right.
you.
I'm screaming. You could see me giving the devil horns until I believe it's the very first commercial, I'm thrown out. And then when the commercial comes back, you could tell that because Letterman goes into the audience to do, I don't know, cuts a beef or one of his things where he's in the audience. And you could see an NBC page in our seats, me and Adam's seats. Because Adam just left. He's like, well, I wasn't into it anyway. I'm leaving.
How can you tell it's a page?
You could see their suit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, from all these behind-the-scenes shows, like now Studio 60 and, you know, 30 Rock, you know the NBC page outfit.
Right.
That's what it is. And you see, like, all of a sudden they need somebody to fill that seat.
Yeah, I told you I almost got kicked out of Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
But I'm embarrassed by that, so I'm not telling you when.
So anyway, so I go outside, and Rene Russo comes out the back. And I was like, she is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that. You agree with me that she's
yeah.
hot, right?
She was very hot. And it's funny how people start giving the autographs, things for her to autograph. Everybody waits on the side door by the Letterman thing. The vast majority, easily 95%, are shady people trying to get autographs to sell online. Because they have...
It's so weird that you can tell that right away.
Because, you know what? Because she doesn't see. And how she doesn't know this? Or maybe they all know.
Maybe they
don't look like
care.
An asshole. Maybe they don't care. But they stand and, you know, there's a thing around them. So they can only, like, get in the... You know, have to deal with the people in the front, or if a strange arm comes out.
Right.
So an arm comes out, you see a picture.
Thing.
Right. She signs it. Then gives it back, then doesn't know, here's another arm. And then I look, and this guy has like 50 photos. And until she finally cuts it off, it's the same arm, she will just be signing all day. And she's like, okay, that's enough. This is getting a little weird.
Oh, she noticed it?
Yeah, they have to stop them eventually, or you'll just sign all day, because these people are selling it.
See, I think you would think Kim Cattrall, what's her name?
Kim Cattrall.
Cattrall would be hot if she didn't talk like that when she acted.
Is that how she really talks, though, too? Does she talk like
no,
that now?
No, I've seen her talk normal, on one interview, maybe. And it was just, I was like, oh, she can talk normal.
What happened? Poor girl.
Remember that first movie? What was it, Mannequin?
She is not. She was hot in Mannequin. I remember Big Trouble in Little China. Things happen. Time's a bitch.
No, she's gorgeous. She just overacts. So I was teabagging him. Darling, that's the new thing. Balls in your mouth. Gaw, 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 gaw.
There's a pump sale. I'd like to get my pump on.
How's she a drag queen all of a sudden?
That means fucking a person.
Darling, if you just want him to shut up, just shove your pussy in his face. I love it when guys put balls on my mouth. Wait, what am I doing? I'm giving them fodder to isolate and put in some fucking song.
You said the 2 for the money was very predictable.
Wasn't I predicting every move?
No, you did
Come
this
on.
Thing where it was done, they moved it, and you go, I knew that was going to happen.
For a couple of things I did, though. Every time I said he's about to die, he grabbed his chest. It was, like, obvious.
Because they showed him grab his chest once.
Oh,
so, of course, he's going to keep grabbing his chest. And he never did die, did he?
No, he didn't.
Okay. All
but
right.
His soul died.
I don't like that it was obviously, and maybe because it was about gambling. I'm quite sure that's why. The NFL did not endorse it, and that bothers me. When you're watching Pro New York and against Pro, I forget, and it's a totally different outfit.
Their uniforms
like,
are
yeah,
weird.
It bothers me a little bit.
It shouldn't bother you.
Okay.
Sorry to tell you.
It does bother me.
Well, it's understandable, right?
I mean, they had
they have sponsors.
I guess they
that
were talking
sponsor
about
them with millions and millions of dollars. And if they don't want to be associated with gambling, and they could lose their entire not that they could lose their entire business, but it can cripple them.
Alpha, I didn't even find the outfits close. They looked silly.
The it was entirely blue or entirely
blue.
Green.
Right.
Or, yeah.
So well, put a stripe in
there. Maybe there's like
something.
Some sort of lawyer agreement that you can only get butt so close to the outfit.
I didn't like it. And instead of calling it the Super Bowl.
That's what bothered
Super
you.
Super Challenge. Super Challenge 40.
That's just hilarious.
I like the movie, though. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. You saw Rain Man before that, and you hated it. This is how girls watch movies, too. Halfway through this movie.
Get through it.
Halfway through this movie, halfway through Two for the Money, you open up your computer, and you just start typing. That means you're not watching. Girls don't understand you got to watch a movie. You were watching Rain Man, but you were soon in the beginning of it, and you're doing computer stuff. You're doing stuff for the show.
You paused it at that moment. And by the way, I saw enough of Rain Man to be like, okay, Rain Man, the
girls
guy is
can
a sweetheart.
Cook,
Tom
girls walk around. They think they're watching a movie. How come you like movies much better in the theaters? Because you got to sit the fuck down. My mom always did that. She's always cooking. She's like, I'm watching. I didn't care for that movie. Because you heard it while you were doing dishes.
You know what, though? You're lucky that we do that. Because a lot of times I'll cook. So that
I'm glad.
And you don't,
it's
you
funny.
Don't have to wait to watch the show because right. I'm you know, kind of peeking in from the kitchen. And by the way, thanks for turning the television around.
What do you mean?
Now I can't cook in whatever. But you know what? That thing is on wheels. So technically I can turn it around, right?
I don't know. There's short wires.
Let's figure it out on the show.
Okay. listen to this. Hey, you were talking about the TNT show, but it's not called One of the Boys, like Cubby or whoever said. It's called My Boys. I laugh every time I see the commercial because the narrator dude called it My Boys, like my girl. You can tell the people who named it really wanted it to be called My Boys. Makes so much more sense that way. Gotta love TiVo FD. Fake drunk. You saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. We played it on the feed for a little bit. I found it unwatchable. It has Jim Gaffigan in, who apparently didn't read the script. I don't get it, and it's shit. You came
Jim
back.
Jim Gaffigan, who has what going on in his career?
I don't know, but you don't have
nothing.
To do shit.
He's got nothing going on. Okay. He's got nothing going on in his career. He had one Sex and the City appearance where he's the farter and shitter with the door open. That's what he has going on in his career.
Because they do that sometimes. They leave the door open, these people.
Yeah.
Hemda did it. First time we had sex, Hemda walks into the bathroom. I'm pissing. Hello. Well, we already had sex. Okay, I guess. And does the
you
Jim
should have
Gaffigan.
Read the contract first. That's the script.
Guys, so you did like My Boys.
I don't want to admit.
You don't
this.
Want to admit it because you know what do you know?
Like, here's the thing.
Why
the
can't
thing.
You stick up for your opinion?
Because I can't understand why I like it. Because this is so annoying.
Describe the show.
But
describe
here's the thing. I saw the commercial for it, right? And it was like, I don't know how to have girlfriends, blah, blah, blah. And they showed all these little things. And I hate that. I hate when girls don't have girlfriends. It turns out this girl does have a girlfriend. She's got just mostly guy friends. And I like the character. But I don't know if I like...
A guy has a girlfriend. But does the main girl...
The main girl does have a girlfriend.
Does have a girlfriend.
She does have a female
friend. She's a lesbian.
Friend. No, she does have a female friend. Because the commercials were showing how she right. can't even talk to
There's
girls.
There's something about that, by
She's
the way.
Fine.
Girls need to quit saying girlfriend.
Okay, that's fair. Female friend.
Okay.
So anyway, so it turns out the character is actually believable. She's actually pretty cool. They were showing the most retarded parts in the commercial. It's definitely meant for women to watch this, though. It's right. not like, just because it's called My Boys, it's not for men to watch at all. And I was embarrassed because I just trashed it last show. And I was like, oh no, I think I like it. Not that I'm going to remember when it's on and watch right. it, but if I find it, I'll watch it again.
Does she help all the guys out with their guy problems? I
no.
couldn't watch it.
No.
I couldn't
no,
believe
it wasn't
the jokes.
Like that. It wasn't like that. It was like she actually was interested in a guy and just felt a little retarded. I hate to say it, but like I...
Did you find it funny?
I connected with the girl.
Did you find it funny or did you connect like I understand?
Like
Is
I,
it more
like,
a drama to
like
you?
Like I understand. Like I've had people say to me that... God, I hate saying this stuff. I've had people say to me that like maybe I'm just too... overwhelming for the guy, like he can't stand a person.
You're a loud person. I like to have
like
fun.
Not even just loud, like I will just tell you what's on my mind
right.
and maybe that's more a guy trait and so I might lose a guy like that. Although the problem with me and that girl is she cares. You know, if I lose a guy because you know, if I lose the guy's interest because he doesn't like that I
sure.
am aggressive about certain things, then I'm like, oh well, you're a wuss.
And I like it, but you are.
Know? What?
That's true.
I am. And so I was like, oh God, I'm relating to this character. This is fucked up.
You know what? That is a good...
Except she is fucking drop dead gorgeous and has the perfect body. And I'm not trying to just fish for compliments. But, I mean, this is not your average... You always picture, like, if a girl is going to behave a certain way and she's hot, it's so much different. Like, I only have guy friends. Like a big, fat, frizzy-haired, disgusting girl going, yeah, I'm just one of the dudes. Grab me a beer. The guys won't go, oh, shit, she likes beer. That's awesome. Yeah, of course she likes beer. She's a fucking butch. Ew. You know, it's such a difference, like a blonde-haired, you know, cute girl than like this massive, ginormous woman. Whatever.
But no, I think they would like to hear that, too, because I think any comedy team or comedy writer would like somebody to... Remember when you saw Seinfeld and an episode of Seinfeld was done and you didn't laugh at all, but you went, I understand.
Yeah.
That is the sign of a good show.
It is, though.
I'm joking.
I think it's good. What, if I can relate and like kind
but
of
you didn't
go...
laugh
if
at
I
all.
Can, if I can get into the story, it's so hard to laugh out loud when you're watching television.
Right.
What makes you really laugh out loud when you're watching TV? Do you think that...
Well, shows make you laugh out loud.
Do you think that 60... What's that SNL fake show?
Studio 60 is more drama than a comedy, and I do find it hilarious.
Do you laugh out loud?
Sometimes. Okay. Not laugh, but huh? And that's because
it's My Boys... Was that supposed to be a comedy?
Yes,
but it doesn't have a laugh track or anything? No, I don't think it's supposed to make you laugh out loud all the time. I really don't. I think it's just supposed to be.
You could tell. You could tell where the laugh track would go.
I like that there's no laugh
line.
Track. No, I like that there's no laugh track, and I enjoyed it. There,
okay.
I said it.
All right. When there's no laugh track, you're supposed to be laughing at home, but okay. Okay. I tried to watch it. It's absolute shit, and I look at you
I
less.
Said it's not for... No! I said it's not for guys.
Right. Okay. What shows before it? I'm just curious. Do you know?
No.
What leads into it? Is that
a
guy's
Sex in the City.
So there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
for
girls and it's not meant to. You should have said that up front.
And
it's
it was on TBS. Anything on TBS is for girls.
All right.
Except for the sports.
A bunch of people saying this, but here's two. Lucid Blue. I hate that too, Keith. Why can't girls just say friend? Scuba Steve. How about we just call it friend? We don't call our friends dude friends or man friends. Yeah, my girlfriend. Whoa. Please. Oh, a friend that happens to be a girl. But you don't say boyfriend. When you say my friend John, I'll figure it out.
I agree with you because I think I had to. I think because so many women were calling it girlfriends that I just adapted it.
Right.
And now I'm doing
let's
it.
Let's try to stop that as a nation.
I'm going to say female friend. I'm going to try.
Okay.
You can buzz me when I say girlfriend.
Why do you have to say female friend, though, too? I mean, it's better, but
why
do you have to say
guy
that?
Friends? I don't know. Because it was... It,
I was out with one of my friends. We'll assume it's the same sex.
Well, for the story, it was pertinent to the story.
Okay. But you really just made the show sound good for a second. Bot Be Gone. My girlfriend walks in the bathroom when I'm doing what I do and then makes fun of me when it takes me a long time because she is watching. Kenda does that too. Hurry up.
I do not.
But God forbid that door's not locked when she's in there. Just because I plow, it doesn't mean I want you to review my bathroom habits.
Just because I plow?
Fuck you. Just because I fuck you.
Oh, I see. Wow. I didn't know that. Oh, plow. Ew. That was a process in my head.
Daniel from Portugal. I turned the feed on, and the first thing I hear is Keith saying, explain why you liked My Boys. For a second, I thought he shaved his balls again. They're so soft. Production has begun on the CBS reality entry Armed and Famous, which follows five celebrities, in quotes, as they train to become police officers in Muncie, Indiana. Eric Estrada, who played a freeway patrolman in Chips,
woohoo,
is undergoing police training with singer LaToya Jackson.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile,
they are celebrities, if I recognize their names.
Ozzy's son, Jack Osbourne.
Why is he doing it?
Pro wrestler Trish Stratus.
Mm.
She's a girl. And Jack,
she's a girlfriend.
She's a girlfriend, and she's one of those model wrestlers. Like, she's real skinny.
Uh-huh.
And Jackass star Jason Acuna, who is a wee man.
What is
the midget?
Right. What is Jack Osbourne doing there? He's got all the money in the world.
They took him. You can be a cop. What? This isn't joining Fat Club. This is joining I Get to Be a Cop.
Oh, they're really training for it.
Yeah, and they think they're going to be real cops though. This is something if I was a celebrity, I would do.
Okay.
I would, sure.
You're going to change your mind after you watch what they do to them.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition alumni Tom Foreman is behind the show, which he executive produces along with blah, blah, blah. He left Home Edition earlier this year. Armed and Famous will follow the five stars as they experience the same training police reserve officers go through. Okay, do they? Followed by Graduation. Oh, good. After that, the celebs will go on patrol while carrying guns with the same training officers who traditionally ride with rookies.
They didn't say there was going to be bullets in the gun.
Drop out of school, become a celebrity, get your honorary degree at Harvard. When that you do that one day, the next day become a cop, the next day pay to be an astronaut. I was in school. Not once did they try to get me to be a celebrity. Hey, when you grow up, try to be a celebrity. You get to do everything as a celebrity. You get to pass Harvard in a day being a celebrity.
Well, you're that smart. Look at Paris Hilton.
Right.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Give her a gun. I can't wait till that midget, though, starts running after bad guys.
In a diaper.
Yeah, in a diaper. Picture that team. That should be a movie, not a show. Eric Estrada, LaToya Jackson, Jack Osborne, Trish Stratus, and the midget from Jackass. Just picture them walking towards the screen like the beginning of Reservoir Dogs. CBS hasn't yet firmed up an air date for Armed and Famous, which has just begun shooting in Muncie. According to a story in the Muncie Star-Press, Jackson had already failed a physical fitness assessment because she couldn't complete enough push-ups.
Who?
LaToya Jackson, who's bone skinny weird.
Wow, how could she not hold herself up?
Because she's too skinny.
Right.
And a girl. Foreman told
Irish Carbomb says it sounds like Reno 911 reality TV. It's probably going to look like that.
Annie says, Muncie, Indiana. I live 45 minutes away. Eric Estrada, here I come. Everybody should put together fake crimes and try to get these people to show up.
And to shoot them.
Right. Always have a camera. And then in case real cops come, you go, oh, I was shooting a movie. Otherwise,
just
though,
hold up a sign that says, we're filming from here.
I want the midget to arrest me. Jump, midget. Jump.
Try to reach my hands to cuff them.
Here's my gun. Come and get it, midget. They'll work together. They all have like...
Oh. Love saying the word midget. Love it.
Jack Osborne. That's going to be your cop. That's freeze. I'm Jack Osborne. He like plays guitar until you stop. Foreman told the newspaper that he chose Muncie because one of the show's producers hails from Midwestern town. No, because Muncie's probably a little dumb. And you know what? Could you do it in New York City? No, but you can't in Muncie, Indiana. I don't want to say nothing, Muncie. But you guys had no problem, did you? Maybe even the celebrities will stop by the local diner if you're lucky.
Scuba Steve says, why didn't they get Steve Guttenberg and Michael Winslow, too, and call it Police Academy 10, Wash Up Actors on Patrol?
Rap artist Snoop Dogg was arrested on weapons and narcotics charges Tuesday evening.
How did they know?
Send out the midget. After being pulled over by Burbank police following a television performance, cops said they listened to his last song and said, well, let's go arrest him. According to Sergeant Kevin Gradolski, the charges include possession of a gun, cocaine, and marijuana, as well as having a false compartment in a vehicle.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Did you create a compartment?
Right. The weapons charge is a felony. False compartment is just awesome. Snoop Dogg, whose real name is Calvin Brodus, was arrested shortly after performing songs That's That Shit and I Want Love on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Well, I'm going to assume some words were left out that
night. Maybe.
What are you performing today? That's That Shit, baby boo. I don't see the problem. I don't know what he said, Jay.
Nigga, what?
Or form the milkweed, nigga. Okay. All right. Try not to curse so much. You got it, dog shit. The 35-year-old musician, from Sherman Oaks has sold over 17 million records, starred in a few movies, and has had several other run-ins with the law, including being off a plane with a collapsible baton, blah, 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 and all the other shit he does. While in England for his 1994 Doggy Style tour, he was nearly kicked out of the country after a Tory minister... And several British tabloids raised objections to his presence while he faced charges in the United States for murder. That's fair. I might not want you in my country performing if I hear from your main country you're wanted for murder.
Was he wanted for murder?
Yeah, remember this? Snoop Dogg was on trial for murder. He would have got real time and everything.
Yeah, he got off. I remember seeing the footage of when he got off, but I didn't know it was for murder, I don't think.
This guy, Ed Udokai.
Udokai.
Jack Osborne has really turned his life around. This guy's a fan. He's a hardcore rock climber now.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I don't even believe that.
All right, good for that. Oh, speaking of Jay Leno, by the way. This was on just the other night, and I really, it's weird when he apologizes. This is, Michael Richards, before he apologized on Letterman, and it was sad. Well, now it's still weird, but he has a little more balls, and he was on Leno last night apologizing to the two guys.
On Leno. That's not what they asked for.
They wanted, right, he's like, I'll do it on Leno.
Anyway, I just want to say that I'm sorry. I lost my temper, and I probably shouldn't have. I took it out on you, and look, if I've caused you any problems as a result of my behavior, well then, I'm sorry. I apologize. Even though you know, Barry, between me and you, we both know that you started it. I mean, who's kidding who? But they tell me that you're very upset, and God forbid I should disturb the very important monkey. I'm just hoping we can put this behind us. Let's just move on with our lives, okay? So no hard feelings?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You really got me.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
This poor man.
They're just laughing at him. The audience is just laughing. They don't understand how to take this serious.
Well, they think calling a black person a monkey is funny.
Right.
And that's not his fault.
Apparently, the black person's a comedian, too. Wow. All right. Good for him.
This poor guy, they're just getting clips and clips and different whatever of his history. He did so much on Seinfeld that... you can find anything.
Right. I hate black people, Jerry.
Right. Yeah. not that there's anything wrong with that.
Here's a interview of the comedy. This is real. The comedy coach on talking to Newsweek about the Borat movie. The comedy coach was.
This is in the Borat movie. Right. Borat goes to this guy for comedy coaching. The guy teaches him a knot joke. This shirt is white. Knot.
He's a real comedy coach. These people have comedy nothing to coach. Teach. If you want to get into stand-up or any kind of comedy, do not take these dumb classes that are taught by losers that never made it, that were taught by losers that never made it. You're not having whoever the fuck. Carlos Mencia, let's say, isn't teaching a class. Mm. Somebody that didn't make it isn't teaching a class. A guy that never made it can be a teacher now. Remember your gym teacher, that fat pig? What did he ever gym? Anyway, here he is. The one guy, though, in his defense, that isn't suing Borat.
Newsweek's Ellis Coase, next to Pat Hagerty, the speech and humor coach in Borat, who is not revealed to be a racist or politically incorrect in any way. So, your own scenes aside, talk about...
You think they made him say that?
Yeah, I feel like he would not come on the show unless they introduced him saying...
They didn't make me look racist.
This is a person that didn't look racist.
Just stupid. Just very fucking stupid. And you should stand
like a
behind
shady
it, right?
Idiot, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't trick you into saying dumb shit. I saw the chalkboard behind you. You are, that's a scam.
Your reaction to the movie, almost walking out on the screening, I gather.
Right, I was there as a courtesy to 20th Century Fox. It was a press preview, and obviously they wanted me there so I could be interviewed and generate more press for the movie. I went with six or eight of my golf buddies, and I would have walked out if I'd been with my wife or my children. My children are in college, so it's not as if they're babes in the arms. I just felt a lot of it. The scatological humor and the anti-Semitic stuff, and the college kids in the camper, all of that was very highly offensive to me. In fact, I had a second set of tickets for another pre-screening for the following week that I was going to go with and make a family event. It could be my wife and her sister and husband and our niece who's about 25. And on my advice, they didn't go because I felt. You know, it was so raw and raunchy, and it in many ways it reminded me of the kind of stuff that 6 and 7 year old boys tell each other in the bathroom when they first learn how to use profane language and things like that. It was just the movie is very clever, very cute in many, many ways, but you wonder why is it you have to go to that kind of a baseline type humor to get laughs. Although the three times
that's the whole movie, and that's what makes it good.
But he was offended by certain clips, like the ones with the kids on the bus, the frat boys.
Right.
Who were you offended by? Were you offended by Borat or by these idiots saying this stuff?
Right.
Who were you offended by? By Borat, who said, "Can you show me a gun that's good for killing a Jew?" Or by the guy who responds quickly, "How about this one?" I mean, who are we offended by? By
right.
somebody who asks the question or the person who actually responds?
Right.
Went to it. People laughed all the way through.
You just
through,
cut it off, though?
I went to.
He said the three times I went to see it just before. So he got offended the first time, told his wife not to go see it, then ended up seeing an extra two more times, found it somewhat clever.
Line type humor to get laughs. Although the three times I went to it, people laughed all the way through. And I told you.
I tell you what, I was offended. I saw it the first time. Highly offended. I went to the theater and I
was going to walk out.
I said, I find parts very offensive. I think you should do something about that. I saw it again. They actually did not change the number one movie in America, possibly the number one comedy of all time, at my request. So I gave them the benefit of the doubt, and I saw it the third time. Same jokes in it. Same jokes. He still thinks he's the king of the castle, king of the castle.
But they keep inviting me to these different screenings.
Yeah, but it's free tickets, though.
Right, right.
Why do you keep seeing
it? But my
it's
wife
free.
Can't come, because I don't want her to see me actually laughing at this ignorant shit.
I get a press pass. So.
I have a media kit now.
Right.
With my golf buddies, one of whom is Jewish.
Why'd you bring him then?
Why did you bring him?
If you had the feeling, I would bring all the Jews in the world to see this. I don't care. But if you think that this Jew is going to get offended, what made you bring him?
Because because the whole audience isn't on his side. So he's like, you know what? Fuck it. Do I know a black? Of course I don't. I know a Jew. They'll agree with me. He looks over, and the Jew's laughing.
No, I think it's like...
All your friends think you're a hard-on.
Let me show these guys how offensive things... You know how like some people watch shows just to be offended?
Yes.
Just to be like, I can't believe this is on television.
Right.
I can't believe they're showing this. But they'll watch it all the way through.
People hear our show that way.
That's true. Do you remember Howard Stern, like in the movie?
I need to say that, yeah.
Yeah. They say, how often do... What's the length of time that people stay listening to Howard Stern? And he goes something like 2 hours. Okay, what's the length of, which is a lot. What's the length of time that people who hate him listen? And they said something like 2.5 hours. And both responses is just to see what he says.
Right.
With my golf buddies, one of whom is Jewish. And we came out afterwards and I said, Andy, you know, how do you feel about this? And he said, well, of course, I'm offended by the perpetuation of these negative Jewish stereotypes. At the same time, my ribs hurt. I laughed all the way through it. It was really funny. I had no idea how to interpret his remarks.
As a comedy coach.
He wasn't. He just doesn't want to call his friend a fucking douche.
Right, right.
Whatever you think, man. Thanks for the tickets. I was laughing balls off.
True. It's like my mom.
Oh,
she
I didn't mean to say balls. Excuse me.
It's like my mom went to see Mamma Mia and... people asked her, oh, what'd you think? Wasn't it fantastic? She said she felt bad,
right.
Saying, no, it sucked ass. So she was like, yeah, it was really great.
I was laughing so the whole audience felt comfortable. But it's pretty it's pretty racist and shitty. Like, I don't see how it could be funny to hand a grown adult a bag of shit. How could that ever be funny at a nice dinner?
Read the popularity of this movie. Exploiting American prejudice or America's eagerness to laugh at them now?
I think both. I think that, and the other guest mentioned All in the Family. It's in my notes. I was going to mention as well. I remember I was in college when All the Family came out, and it really exposed, you know, the outrage and the viciousness of bigotry and hatred and racial intolerance. And I think that every time that we expose it, every time we mention it, every time.
That's not us. That's the interviewer shuffling his papers.
Yeah.
He's not even listening to this guy.
Somebody has to apologize for their actions. It brings it to the surface, and I think that makes us all more racially sensitive and
this guy is
and
tolerant a speech
of,
coach.
Of diversity.
I don't know what
Patrick Haggerty is a Washington.
Right. He's a speech coach.
He's just first of all, he's not even taking a side by the end of this. He's just kind of like back and forth with his bullshit. You either liked it or you didn't. You went three times. You laughed. You noticed everybody else laughing. You just I poured from Australia says in many ways it was more involved in my own comedy and it makes me feel insecure.
Yeah.
That's the actual reaction.
That is the reaction. Here's what he got out of this interview.
Speech and humor coach at www.patrickhaggerty.com.
We're going to give him 2 tickets to Necromantic. All All right, there you go.
By the way, I know we normally don't do this, but Molly from the forums, it's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Molly.
Birthday. She helps us out a lot, and she did our Cafe Press store.
She sent a onesie for children, obviously for little children, newborns, with the Keith and the Girl logo. Start them out young. Very beautiful. It's
so
on the
cute.
Cafe Press, right? The one we never announced. What is
CafePress.com/KATG. It's
there
our Cafe Press store. She added posters of Who Are and Keith and the Girl. And
we don't
onesies, mugs. Right. That's where you can get the stuff that doesn't make sense for us to buy and put in our store over here. It's
right.
good stuff, though. We didn't put our T-shirts up there because, why? Oh, because the T-shirts aren't so great. Sorry, Molly. But the rest of the stuff, anything.
Yeah, we're not
that,
happy with Cafe Press shirts.
Yeah. But everything else, she sends us a sample. And
we like everything else on
yeah,
there. Yeah,
and if we like it, she puts it up on the store. And we wouldn't have had a Cafe Press store if it wasn't for her because I can't stand doing it.
But now
thank
you, have,
you.
Right, Keith and the Girl logos on all the things we picked out and Who Are logos on all
yeah.
the things we picked out.
So happy birthday, Molly, is the point. I didn't mean to go
birthday.
Into a commercial.
Right.
And she actually pronounces it Mally, but I can't do it because I would think everybody's, you know.
Right.
You're Mally.
The, remember yesterday we were talking about Pam Anderson was in, you know, is in the end of the Borat movie. And
but she's talked about throughout the whole thing.
She's talked about throughout the whole thing.
And that's why Kid Rock.
That's supposedly a big reason why Kid Rock dumped her because he felt that it was embarrassing to her and that she's a sellout whore for doing crap. Not that she was sucking that other dude's dick on the boat. The Borat thing bothered him. Anyway, now that I can't keep track who to be friends with. Friends of Kid Rock, real name Bob Ritchie, don't forget, kind of corny, say his marriage to Pam Anderson ended after 4 months because he was tired of staying home with the kids while she was out partying. Yesterday, we told you how the final straw came when Ritchie exploded after watching his wife in the Borat movie, calling her a whore and a slut. But Bob rearranged his life for Pamela, a Rock pal tells us. He moved from Detroit, something he said he would never do, and moved his son to L.A. to be with her. That's
so what?
If a friend has to talk, that's how you talk. Positive about your buddy.
Right, right.
Pam Anderson's friend called her a whore.
Yeah, but so what if he moved? That gives you the right to call her a whore for doing a movie in front of people?
But once Rock was in L.A., he found himself a single father to not only his son, Robert James Ritchie Jr., but to Anderson's two kids, Brandon and Dylan, as well. Quote, Pamela would go out almost every night and end up at photographer David LaChapelle's studio. Bob was home alone with the three kids. The Baywatch babe confirmed that scenario in this month's Blender, which quotes her as saying, when I go to Hollywood, I start at the Chateau Marmont, and then I usually end up naked in David LaChapelle's studio taking crazy pictures. That's usually a night for me. 4 or 5 in the morning, lying across a car in David's studio.
Okay.
One of those nights you never got cream on the face. Kid Rock was also said to suspect that Anderson was less than truthful about about the miscarriage she claims to have had. Bob never saw any proof or heard from her at any time that she was pregnant. She announced she had a miscarriage. She flew to Canada, where she's shooting Blonde and Blonder, to be with her, and she went out every night. So he thinks she made up that she was pregnant and had a miscarriage. Didn't tell him, but announced it to the press. That's a weird lie.
And it's also, this is when you just kind of throw your hands up and you're like, fucking celebrities.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then another, you know, she's going to have a press conference tomorrow, say the opposite, say different things. You know, you don't know.
A rep for Anderson said there was an agreement there would be a postnup, which was being negotiated up until they split. Pam is a wonderful mother, always there for her kids, and was only been to David's twice since she married. And unfortunately, she absolutely had a miscarriage and only found out she was pregnant a few days before. An Anderson friend adds, every time Pam was shooting her movie, her mother came to watch the kids because Bob was in Detroit recording an album. He never once single-parented her kids. Who do I like? Who am I supposed to like?
Here's a random thing.
Sure.
Ichabod from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Keith, is it too early to figure out whether your April stand-up will be on Saturday the 14th or Sunday the 15th? I've got to start working on my kitchen pass now. Thanks. What's a kitchen pass, first of all? And second, it's always going to be April 15th, no matter what it lands on. This year it lands on a Sunday. I'm working on a space for it now, but it will definitely be in New York City.
It is safe for you to buy plane tickets.
Yeah.
It is safe for you to book a hotel and save a lot of money right now.
Yeah. That's April 15th, it will happen.
It's always every year on my birthday, which, by the way, it's also Rianne's birthday today. Happy birthday. She is the she's the girl that had lice, the dance teacher that
right.
got lice.
She's also going to be in Ottawa doing a screening of your DVD.
This Saturday
on my birthday.
December 2nd, up in Canada. Check everything out on the forums. Sounds like a lot of people from the Canadas are going up there, and it should be cool.
The Canadas.
That's what I heard. Speaking about that wasteland, I heard about Survivor. So I keep getting updates because of the Michael G sent me this because of the bet.
The racist Survivor?
Right.
It's not done yet?
It's not
done. I forgot all about it.
I haven't been watching it because, you know, like we said, a couple weeks into it, they merged the tribes already. Like, they didn't even milk. They could have milked it. You already got all this attention. America wasn't all up in arms. We liked it because we're sick. We secretly liked it.
Right.
And then you fucking ruined it. It's very, very sad to see. Here's the
well, let's review what we were guessing. I was guessing Asian.
Right.
You were guessing white. And what did Michael G want?
I forget.
Not black.
Asians?
He's not for the blacks.
Not definitely not black.
No, I said Asians.
Latinos?
Probably.
I don't remember. I do know that I picked white because nobody picks white.
Right.
Because you're an asshole if you're white and you picked white.
Right.
Don't
but if there
dick.
Was a Jew group, I wouldn't pick a Jew. I'm thinking Asian because they're very resourceful and they take things seriously. Mm. And they're not going to be, you know, confused by an opposite sex person and, you know, all that bullshit.
So here's what we got. We got one black left.
Okay.
We got one Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Two Ching Chong.
Hello.
Where are the Latinos? Oh, that's Mexicans.
Where are
okay.
the whites?
Latinos.
Where are the
one
whites?
Latino. I'm sorry. They're busy fucking each other and there's
Thank
four
you.
Of them.
No. What did they procreate?
They procreated. There was actually two left, but since the week went by,
there's really
there's
four
two
white
more.
People?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Wouldn't that be great to have a kid on the island? You got to protect him. Put him in the water.
I took my pill.
And Mike C. saying, on a Sunday, you really know how to piss off the Lord when we're having the stand-up show. Not only that, that is Easter Day.
Yep, it's Easter Sunday. But it'll be in the evening. I figure you do your family shit and then you want to throw up. Come throw up with us.
Right. And take them to New York. Bring your whole family.
Yeah.
And then
make
you know,
it like, oh, I bring you guys to this beautiful city, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we found the eggs. Gotta go.
And how sick are you entertaining them, too? Bring them. I'll entertain them.
It'll be in a great place. There'll be enough whatever going on.
Firefighter Chick says, hi, guys. I'm 20, female, straight, white, Canadian. I have a problem. I have been with my boyfriend for a year, and I love him to death. He is awesome. But there is one big problem, the sex.
Then you don't love him to death.
I am a very sexual person. He is not. Oh, he only lost his virginity to me when he was 21. He is now 22. I see the problem. He never, ever wants to have sex. Do you guys honestly think that some men are just born like this? Or do you think there is an underlying problem? I've tried everything. Well, did you?
Wow, any at 21, you really shouldn't break out the I tried everything.
Any suggestions on something I should try on him? Thanks in advance for your help.
I know what she should try on him.
Asshole eating.
A guy. She should try a guy on him. That's ridiculous. Is that not ridiculous? When you... Okay, we both lost our virginity at 18. We both had the same response. We were like, holy shit. I'm sorry, I have to kill this. Damn it. There's a fucking... Is that a mosquito?
There's nothing. There's not any insect worse than mosquitoes.
How is a mosquito
Roaches
here right
aren't
now?
Worse.
It's not the season anymore.
And it's the same fucking one. Just bites you and bites you. I'd rather have any bug around me. I'd rather have... Did you kill it against the wall?
No.
I'd rather have one flying roach constantly buzzing into my head.
You're disgusting.
Than a mosquito.
That's disgusting.
Which one do you want?
I don't want a cockroach.
No, because I do. I would like a cockroach to fly in my face. That's what I want. How can I do it? Dear Lord. Because that's what I asked for. Cockroaches thrown at me constantly. When it happens, I bet I'm going to forget I said please and regret it. But if you see me on the street, cockroach in the face, please. That's what I want. You know what? Let me think
All
about
right.
it.
Gen V with Roman says, have the show in a church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in New York, I bet you could find one. When I was 16, I was partying in a church, so why not?
We're going to see how much time we can get based on how much money we have to guarantee the place makes. But if it makes sense, we're going to have my dad hold the Easter Mass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But a Huffer girl in Queens says it's her birthday, too. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody. Everybody wins today.
I think it actually says Buddha-ful girl.
Well, happy birthday. Oh, I meant the other girl.
I wasn't going to mention it because I've never heard of her before.
Yeah, I don't care. Happy birthday.
But she's in Queens, so.
Good job.
What's up?
Come on over. We probably live close.
Right.
Let's have a birthday party. Aurelia Sanusa thought she had won the lottery when a large parcel was delivered to her home in Romania. This Romania, of course, is where the Brat movie was done. So let's see if this is ridiculous or not. What she said inside the package was a banana crate containing the bones of my dead father. Turns out the cemetery where he was buried 16 years ago has been sold to developers. And she says, I had no idea the local priest was being serious when he told me I would be getting the skeleton through the mail if I didn't come collect the remains. You know what? I told that bitch. Pack it up.
Well, that seems civilized enough. We said.
We said pick it up.
Did you go too late? You didn't.
Did you go, I don't know if you're joking? And he goes, we'll see. Click.
He didn't say, what do we do now? He just sent it.
That wouldn't happen in America.
It might.
They just mail it to you. We don't know what to do. I think there's laws to that.
Yeah, but we'd miss it because UPS would be like, oh, sorry, I thought you weren't there. While you're searching through your papers, I'd like to make an announcement that we do have stickers now, Keith and the Girl stickers. And if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to keithandthegirl.com, by the way, this address is also on keithandthegirl.com under contact info. But if you send it, self-addressed stamped envelope to Keith and the Girl, P.O. Box 660097, Flushing, New York, 11366. It's a 3x3 sticker. It fits into a regular envelope. You get three stickers unless you ask for more and the interns decide that you deserve it. The interns are NYC Jess NYC and sponsor Spud on MySpace.
David Z saying from New Mexico, isn't Borat a semi-documentary? Fuck anyone mad at Borat. I laughed my ass off after the jokes were done and everyone was quiet.
What? Where was he? New Mexico.
Every theater's going to act different, but wow. No one was
quiet,
laughing
like
but
not
him.
Even a response?
My friend had to tell me to shut up.
That's terrible.
Like, tell me exactly where you saw it. In Romania?
He says he's in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
But maybe you had passes to a special screening in Kazakhstan. All right.
Like they have a screen.
Kitchen pass is permission from one spouse to attend an event or go to an outing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard of that. Thank you.
Keith and Hemda have an Easter egg hunt on April 15th.
Oh my God, that's a good idea. I'm not kidding.
During the show.
But if you say it now, that means everybody's just going to look for eggs as soon as they sit down.
If you promise you don't disturb me, to start looking for Keith and the Girl on Easter, will Keith make his entrance from a tomb with a stone rolled away or in a bunny suit?
Well, now he can't because you said it.
You ruined it.
See? If you want it to be a surprise, you don't do keithandthegirl.com/feedback. We'll read it.
Speaking of costumes, Columbia, South Carolina. Wearing Superman pajamas and covered with his Batman blanket. Comic book illustrator Dave Cockrum died Sunday.
Wearing that?
He wore a Superman pajamas.
Oh, that was like his death outfit that he
Batman
asked instead
blanket.
Of a suit?
I think it was a coincidence.
No.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't have a blanket, right? Cockrum died in his favorite chair at his home in Belton, South Carolina after a long battle with diabetes and related complications. At his request, there will be no public services and his body will be cremated.
Wow.
And shut in an asteroid where it'll turn into Superman. According to Cock's funeral home, his ashes will be spread on his property. A family friend said he will be cremated in a Green Lantern shirt. So totally different. At Marvel Comics, Cockrum and writer Len Wein were handed the X-Men. The comic had been created in 1963 as a group of young outcasts enrolled in blah, blah, blah. Cockrum and Wein added their own heroes to the comic and published Giant Size X-Men #1, blah, blah, blah. He cried when they made the movie. Even though he got no royalties from the X-Men movie, he cried because his characters were alive.
Get out. Why wouldn't he get royalties?
He added his own arrows to Cockrum. Many signature characters Cockrum designed and co-created, such as Storm, Mystique, Nightcrawler, and Colossus. Cockrum received no movie royalties, said family friend who organized efforts to help him with his... They wouldn't even give him money to take care of his diabetes?
That's weird.
But that's all they said. There's a story. How come he got no money?
Yeah. Is that something we should know about?
Yeah, he moved to New York after leaving the service and got his big break in the early 1970s, drawing the Legion of Superheroes for DC. In January 2004, he had bacterial pneumonia. As his diabetes progressed, his drawings became limited. I'd like to see, like, if you can see, they get scribblier and scribblier. You know what I mean? Mm. This is my new superhero, the Scribbler. Through a freak accident, he turned into a big scribble. His last drawing was a sketch for a fan who attended a small comic book convention, who was probably a scumbag that just wanted to sell it on eBay.
Brian Ward said, and next to his bed was an empty bottle of kryptonite pills.
What a way to go, though.
I love you Brian know, Ward.
Right. Something is in your head, though, when you get caught dead in Superman pajamas and a Batman
That is
blanket.
Strange. I don't think that... actually, you're wearing the Huar shirt now, so you could be caught dead in it.
Okay, but I'm not in a full Huar outfit clenching the Transformer.
Not yet.
Not yet. I don't have my ninja sword yet.
You also don't have diabetes.
Right. That's true, too. That's fair enough. All right, let's get out of here. Did you want to mention, you already did, right? KeithandTheGirl.com/contest, the iPod contest?
No, I didn't mention that. We're giving away a Nano, and you never know when we'll give away another one. But there are a good amount more. So if you already joined, you're still on. We'll be announcing one pretty soon, a winner. KeithandTheGirl.com/contest. Also, if you haven't seen any of the live shows, go to KeithandTheGirl.com/live.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye then.
So you got a lot of free time. Here's what I think you should do. Go find a homeless guy. And I mean like a really homeless guy. One of those guys that wears ski pants and like three fucking coats in the middle of summer. Probably be like chilling in an alleyway. So what you do is you go stand in front of him. You pull out your dick. And you fucking piss all over him. Fucking piss on his face, piss on his coat, piss on his little toque. Just fucking cover that man in urine. You know what he's going to do? He's not going to do fucking anything. He'll maybe like groan a little bit or sort of try to turn a bit to the side. But basically, he'll just let you fucking piss all over him. Then you got to think, like, holy fuck. How does a man get to the point where he just doesn't even care that another human being is fucking pissing on him? That guy was on the bottom rung of society's ladder, or so he thought, till you came along and fucking pissed on him. And what the fuck kind of person pisses on a homeless guy? Just fucking douses him in urine. What the fuck is the matter with you? Why the fuck would you do that? That is fucked up. So you got time to fill? You think those things over, you know? It'll keep your brain busy. And if that doesn't quite do the job, just find another fucking homeless guy and piss on him. Swear to God, it's fucking excellent. KeithandTheGirl.com